Hey, it's time for Dr. Lisa Gives a Shit. Hi, I'm Dr. Lisa, and I give a shit. I do. Somebody's got to nowadays because I know we don't feel like a lot of people do. The government doesn't give to. As a matter of fact, they do give a shit about us. They give a shit about fucking us over. That's the whole problem. So anyway, thanks for listening to Dr. Lisa Gives a Shit on Radio Free Brooklyn, which is the best radio station. I was in the habit of saying Western Hemisphere, but now I can say it's actually the number two. Today, our station founder, Tom Tenney, notified us that our station is number two on the best of New York City independent radio stations in Time Out, New York. Yay! Yes! Yay! So that made me feel so good. And but you know, we do need money to keep this going. So you should go to our website, www.radiofreebrooklyn.com. Go to the Patreon page and give us some cash. Because what the fuck? We're all going to be blown up soon. We might as well go out in style, and that's part of it. This station has all sorts of style, any style you like. I want to talk a little bit about fear before we get going, because I did something very brave. I think I've not as brave maybe as my guest, but I think I did something kind of brave. So this week, I was missing. I didn't have a guest yesterday, and it was like, you know, one day away, and I was like, going, I'm just going to ask somebody. I've done it before, ask people on the street, but not in a long, not since I was beginning. And then I was on the, I was going into the subway to go to my therapist, and lo and behold, I saw this amazing human-like object performing this amazing music in the Delancey Street subway stop. And we call him Cloudy, and I went up to him. He was performing. I don't even know how to describe this, but I'm going to come back to this in a second and describe it, because what I wanted to do was let you know how afraid I am at my new job. I have a job, part-time job, and I started it, and I'm afraid constantly of getting fired. And it's like, it's a fairly menial job and all that. And I just want you to know that I really kind of made some progress on that this week by trying to do some cognitive therapy on myself. And I want you to know that I may seem brave in some ways, but I am a total fucking pussy in others. So it's okay. But the most important thing is that we got to keep working on it. And I do think, I am starting to think that just kind of like changing the channel in your head, like don't try and solve, we can't solve everything, okay? So just say, I don't want to feel that way. I walked in the next day with a much, like, I'm just, fuck it, whatever. And it went a lot better. Nothing really changed, just in my head. So there you go. So back to the person that I lured in off the street into the studio. So, okay. I'm going to just, this person was singing in a very, I would say, well, like professional, but unusual, original style in a very big, big way, in a very like, you couldn't miss way, and really put themselves into it. And the reason I like this person, and I don't know what gender I'm supposed to use. It seems biologically male, but he's wearing a beautiful flowered caftan, and he has a black hair with a ponytail type thing on the top and a flower, and lovely, lovely. I need some makeup tips from Cloudy. I think he's really got that down. And just he kind of effuses joy to me, like a childlike joy, and in a very fearless fun, and kind of smart way. So I was immediately drawn to this person, and I was like, oh my God, do you think he'd be on my show? And then, you know, he agreed to do it, and we set it up. And so I don't know this person at all. And I think, like, this is so great because I know this is going to be great. And I love that we are getting to all know each other in the same time. And also, Cloudy. See, I can't even get the name right. Cloudy actually agreed to play his music live in the studio, which is so amazing. So we're going to hear that in a few minutes. But he also brought this normal-looking guy with him who's a bass player. So now and his name is Auferbach. And also on top of that, I'm starting to notice things. Like, I think Cloudy has a slight accent of some sort, may not be born in the United States. So, like, that's weird. But you know what's so great? I don't feel awkward about this at all. Do you guys? It's so not awkward, right?
Nope.
So not awkward. All right. So the visual, I just want you to know that this visual, I posted a photo of him on my Facebook, my Twitter, my Instagram, and it's Pink, P-I-N-C underscore Louds, L-O-U-D-S, if you want to look him up. But I also just want you to know that the visual aspect of this performer is important. And I have no idea what his music is really about or what's inspired by or any of that. So I want him and his maybe his bass player too. I want you to so Cloudy, hi.
Hi, how's it going?
Good. So can you explain, like, your music, like I don't even know what questions to ask. Just how do you perform? Where do you perform? Well, what's your inspiration?
Sure. Well, I perform a lot at the Lansing Street Station, which is where we met.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's really my favorite station. I really like being there.
Why?
Because it's really pretty. It has, like, those really nice mosaics.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, the side with the fish is nicer, but that's not really the best place for playing. So, yeah. I mean, I go there sometimes, but it's not, you know. But, and also, like, the space. I can really, like, dance around there while I'm uh-huh. playing. You know, you don't get a lot of that in the stations.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, money.
Do you get good nice money there?
Yeah. It's a good station for
good.
Money.
Yeah, it looked like you were doing okay.
Yeah.
Snack bar.
Snack bar, yes. You get the snack bars on both sides. They're really nice.
I like that Choward's gum, that purple gum. It's hard to find.
Yeah.
I have it there. So Auferbach, do you perform there as well sometimes? Or?
I do.
Yeah.
We try to do it every now and again just to do the whole Pink Clouds experience at the Lansing when mm-hmm. we can. And then we have other shows that we do in various places in the
city. Yeah, we sometimes go above ground.
Really? You play like
yeah, we've done it
above
a few times.
Sea level?
Yeah, above sea. I don't know. Oh, yeah, above sea level. Exactly. Yes. Don't confuse me. Why are you confusing me?
I'm very confused. It's hard not to be.
I mean, I like it down there. But, you know, sometimes, you know, people invite me like you invited me to this show. So, you know, you kind of.
How long have you been doing this?
The Lansing?
Yeah.
About 2 years, I think, yeah.
Wow. So do people ever, like, what's that like? Do people ever come to see you perform?
At the Lansing?
Yeah.
Sometimes, yeah. I mean, I think mostly I've gotten, like, people telling me they were on the train and it wasn't really their stop, but they saw me on the from the train and then they got off. And the Lansing also has these really nice benches and people can sit
it
there.
It is lovely.
And it's really comfy. It's really a homey. You guys should come.
Yeah. And I'll probably be there again because I walk into Manhattan, like, 3 times a week from Bushwick and I use that station to get uptown. So
yeah.
I'll be seeing you again. And, like, what, like, you're a creative person in, like, it just is sort of screaming out of you. So it looks like you do drawing, right? And singing.
Yeah.
And fashion.
Fashion, yes, sure, yeah, why not?
All that stuff. So where?
That's a first.
So like, what are you trying to? What are you trying to say, mate? What is it that you're really expressing, or is there anybody that you're influenced by, or where? I can't relate you to anybody. So,
In terms of music, I listen to a lot of old jazz, a lot of like harmony groups. Mm-hmm. Which today we're not going to do too many harmonies because it's I don't have like my harmony maker with me, which is like this machine that's also my friend, and that machine helps me make harmonies for myself. It's called a looper. I don't know if you've heard of this. It's a
well
looper.
I certainly wouldn't
but anyway, so I listen to a lot of harmony groups like the Ink Spots, the Cordettes, stuff mm-hmm. like that, and also a lot of bands, rock bands. I really like the Pixies and Violent Femmes, so mm-hmm. that's like a musical influence. Drawings. I really never got over children's books since I was a kid.
Uh-huh. I can see that. That makes sense. What?
Who Needs Donuts? Do you know that book?
No, I think I'm probably too old.
No, it's from the 70s. It's really amazing. But if there's anything I can get out of doing a show on the radio, it's to tell people that you have to buy that book.
Oh, really? Like, that's great.
Like, I didn't write it or anybody related
to me. I'm
going to
write it down and I'll post a link to it. What is it? We should get them to sponsor our show.
Yeah, it's called Who Needs Donuts.
Okay, I'm looking it up.
It's the most amazing book for children and really for adults. And it's really New York.
Your parents play that for you? Or read it for you, Matt?
No, it has a lot of, it's pretty
simple.
But
did you remember from being a child?
Yeah, but a child like 7 or 8 years old, like I could read.
You could read.
I'm smart. You said it before. I'm smart. But it has like the most detailed drawings ever. So I have an obsession with children's books. Shel Silverstein.
Yeah, Shel Silverstein. Didn't he die like 5 years ago? I remember that. Okay, so one last question before you play the song. Which is, I just want to integrate in our friend over here, the normal guy. You're like the most normal person in the room right now.
He has a bear face.
Don't you feel like...
He's the most normal bear I know, but he's definitely still a bear.
I feel like having you here makes me feel more relaxed, having a normal person. Like somebody's in control.
She's really relaxed around bears. I don't know. How do you
guys know each other? You're obviously... really love playing together, right?
We do.
So how do you guys know each other?
So the story, you want to tell the story, Claudia?
I'll tell you to stop and then I'll continue.
Okay, so I got invited to a Day of the Dead party by a Peruvian friend of ours named Claudia. And I got there and this lovely lady was performing and I got all emotional and choked. And went to her at the end of the show and said, "Do you need a bass player?"
Oh,
and
I'm the lady, by the way.
Yeah,
she's the lady.
And then I said yes, but it was a great party, and I met both the drummer Raimundo and Ofer Bear at the same party, and they also gave me this dress which I love, and it's very pink and it's very loud, and that's kind of where the name Pink Louds comes from that dress and that party, and it all kind of like whoop. Day of the Dead.
Oh wow! Yeah. And that was 2 years ago.
That was 2 years ago, yeah.
That's so awesome. Okay, so...
A year and a half.
That's great. So why don't you guys play a song? What song is it?
Well, it's called Speak to Me Dead. And so that kind of makes sense because we met at a Day of the Dead party. It's called Speak to Me Dead and it goes like this. You ready, Ofer?
I am.
He looks ready.
He does.
So ready.
Speak to me. I spent the night shooting stars in their face, leading my wishes through holes in their haze. Voices rang out as I sprouted and spread. Won't you speak to me, speak to me, speak to me, day. Coughing, my coffin's asleep on the shore. Tongues on my lungs, flapping, caught in a door. Trickling, trumpets won't drink no more. Won't slit through my, slit through my, slit through my core. Slit through my, slit through my, slit through my core. I say, rampage, rampage, strong and from flames, riding the lightning and falling the scales. Everyone's panicking, everyone's playing, cause it's good to be, good to be, good to be made. Knock me the alley, they have silly law. Quicken his face, slip the twice as long. God was rampage, round in his phone, as they slip through hope, rip through hope. Soft of my ride. If I don't get back, she's something hot. So she stamped through my stamp, through my stamp, through my pride. I spent nights shooting stones in their face, making my wishes to put in their haste. So it don't miss me down as I sprayed and sprayed. Won't you speak to me, speak to me, speak to me, Dave, speak to me, speak to me, speak to me, Dave.
Awesome. Oh, man, I got some video of that because you can't help but like really, Claudia, you can't help but like really perform. Like you can't do it without like making it big. I mean, which I love and I appreciate. So you weren't
really
even
hard,
trying.
Yeah.
You were playing, but you were sitting down. You weren't even doing like.
Yeah,
there was no crowd. There was no crowd.
You're as much of a crowd as we need.
Aw, that's so sweet.
Yeah, I know.
So anyway, so what did, were you surprised that it, like, what was that like for you yesterday when I came up to you? Like, were you like, who's this?
Oh, you were just like the 100th person, you know, that day. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Probably, yeah, see?
No, I'm kidding. This is actually the first time we've ever been on the radio. It's really fun.
Yeah, but do people come up to you all the time? Did I seem like what did you think of me? Did I seem like a really normal person or I always think
people who come up to me are usually you're as normal as they get. Yeah, I mean, in terms of the people that come to talk to me, you know, usually.
Yeah, so they're usually people that you identify with, right? Or are they people that get you usually or people that do you ever get anybody angry? Like, thinks like you're, like, an affront? Too much for them?
Not really. People are really scared. Like, if they ever, like, you know, make fun of me or do something, like, they do it from afar. And they usually do it in Spanish, which is fun. Because I speak Spanish. You were saying that you noticed an accent. I'm from Puerto Rico. So I speak Spanish, so it's really fun because I also do it. Like, we think that nobody can understand what we're saying.
Right.
So we talk about people all the time, and then we think, you know, we have, like, this secret code. And then, you know, I tell them, like, oh, I know what you're saying, and I don't care. Ha-ha. But, yeah, so speaking Spanish is, like, a superpower.
Oh.
Yeah.
If anything, people love you too much.
What do you mean by that?
People really... approach Cloudy and tell her that they love her and they want to be with her, and you know,
like Like usually. In a sexual way?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So do you identify as any particular, are you male, female, trans?
I'm a woman.
You're a woman.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Or a girl.
Yeah. Okay, cool. So she gets approached a lot?
I mean, we had a few times where there were, you know, people celebrating Sunday morning and just coming to say hello and then asking if she's single or if I'm her boyfriend or...
This has happened, yeah. Mm-hmm. And Delancey has a very nice mixture of people in it. Yeah. It gets a lot of drunks. And they're usually really nice and also a little bit horny. And
Who isn't?
Yeah, right. Nice and horny. That's how I would describe humanity. But you know, alcohol helps them be even nicer and even hornier. And so that's one of the nice things also. I mean, I'm also promoting Delancey Street Station. They don't pay me. But it's a nice space. And a lot of people just go there to see what happens and to, like, listen to music.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Yeah,
that's I should have a party there.
Yeah. Big shout out to Lee. Lee is our friend from the Delancey.
Leah who?
Lee.
Lee?
Yeah.
He's a regular. He comes.
He's a regular. Yeah.
Oh, you have a regular?
He brings me tea sometimes.
So sweet.
Yeah.
Does he live around there?
Pretty much around.
So I'm always Ofer-Bear.
Yeah.
So you seem like you have an accent, too. Where are you from?
I'm from Israel.
Israel?
Yeah.
Wow. So Hebrew is your second first language? Or
first language, yeah.
First language.
Mm-hmm.
And how long have you been in this country?
I got here 2010.
Not that long. But you learned English when you were a kid, right?
I was kind of speaking and watched a lot of TV. And then
that'll
all the Simpsons memorized.
Yeah.
And here I am. So.
And how about you, Cloudy? How long have you been here?
About 2.5-3 years. Something like that.
From Puerto Rico?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
And how did you wind up moving here?
I really like playing on the street, believe it or not. I mean, sure, I mean, New York has all kinds of possibilities and people that you meet and all that, but I really like playing on the street, and you can't really do it in Puerto Rico. You can't really, you know, make a living off that. And I heard New York was nice. And
you did.
I did. So I bought one of these, like, battery powered amps and I came over here.
And you had never been to New York before?
Yeah, I have been.
You have been.
Yeah.
And so are you really making a living busking?
Yeah.
That's so awesome.
That's
really?
Job,
that is
yeah.
so awesome.
Yeah.
Is that common?
I don't really know. I mean, I think most buskers lie about how much they make.
Uh-huh.
I swear to God, because I mean, yeah.
But you are.
I think there's probably at least 10 or 20 buskers in New York that live off of that, I'd say.
Yeah, but you're pretty original. And also, like, you really like busking, so it must be a really good medium for you. I think a lot of people see busking as a means to an end, right?
Yeah.
And you actually really enjoy it. What do you like about it?
I mean, the people I meet. The radio shows I get invited to.
No.
I'm just trying to get brownie points.
Oh, she's so good.
we got to keep chasing.
That's great.
Really, no, you meet
that's
a lot
great.
Of people. We get, you know, I think the band, because, yeah, there is a band and there, you know, we have Facebook and all that stuff. We've gotten a lot of people who like us because they've met me in the subway station. So we do shows and, you know, we did the EP release. We had, you know, a lot of people. And I'd say about 60-70% of that was people who've seen me busking, and that's how they met.
So you like meeting the people in that sort of, I mean, it's a very unpretentious environment.
Sure. Yeah.
Is that what you like about it?
Yeah.
It's just like a really natural way to interact with people.
Mm-hmm. And also you have to, you know, you really have to win people over. So it kind of like forces you to not be like, oh, this is my little song and I'm just going to. You have to like really, you know, how you have to do it.
You like the way it affects your performance.
Yeah.
It's good for that. How is that different than being like in front of like, say, a paid audience or like a real, you know, like at a club or a bar or something?
Well, they're both nice, but I mean, the good thing about playing at a full show at a bar is that you have the people there for, you know, the full hour or whatever.
Yeah, but
you can really, you know, talk to them, and you know, they're following the whole, you know, the whole experience.
Right.
But, you know, in the subway, you just get them for a little bit of time, but, you know, but you get to kind of improvise more with, like, you know, what you're seeing, who the people are.
Less
like,
expectations, more in the moment.
Yeah.
Yeah, sounded. So, anyway, you're a real character, right? We know this.
Yeah.
Do you do you, Offerbar, do you see...
you're a candy.
I'm a candy. I always
love
candy.
I love Offerbar.
Do you see Bear, right? Do you see Cloudy as a character, or do you guys know each other so well that have you spent enough time together that it's more like when you hear people like me say, oh, you seem like a real character, is it like, oh, she doesn't know Cloudy?
Well, she is a character in the best way possible.
Yes, absolutely. We made that is clear. But
if you want someone to bake you a cake for your birthday, or to drive you home when you're drunk, or to play, Cloudy is not the person to do that for you.
No.
She will not do any of it. But
really, why?
Driver's license.
No driver's license. I've never driven a car.
We tried to make pancakes once, and it exploded all over the kitchen.
Staples were not a good idea, but that was your idea. I'll blame that on you.
Because I wanted some kind of decorations.
Yeah. But staples?
Yeah, no, I'm not good.
Yeah, not the actual thing, not the
not actual metal
store.
Staples.
And not the full store either.
Not the full store.
Not the full store.
I think Cloudy is, to me, is just the most talented person I've ever met.
Wow.
And it's not even difficult to say. It's just like...
Yeah. Yeah.
And I've met some talented people in my life.
I have no doubt. Yeah. So I'm so curious about what your childhood was like, and how you have come to become such a fully formed original person. Or it seems to me. That sounds real ass-kissy. You're weird. You're a fucking freak. How did it happen?
How did it happen? I think I used to be a little bit more normal. I didn't used to put staples in cake. I don't know. I went through a transformation about 2 years ago, pretty much. What was my childhood like? It was great. It was fine. It was happy. It wasn't bad.
In Puerto Rico?
Yeah, yeah.
And do you have brothers and sister?
I have one sister, yeah.
And were you close with your parents?
Yeah.
Are you still close with them? Get along
with
them?
Yeah, with one of them, yeah.
With one of them?
Yes.
What about the other?
No, I'm not close with that one.
Oh, it was probably the dad.
Probably.
Why do you assume that?
Why do we say that? It's true. I had a great childhood. I was surrounded by... my father was an upright bass player.
Oh, okay.
And my mom
just
is a
like you.
I'm a father figure.
Yeah, he's my new father
just
figure.
Just like the bear guy.
Yeah,
exactly.
And my mom is a Montessori school teacher director.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Director?
Yeah.
Oh, she directs the school.
Yes.
I'm starting thinking theater director. That makes sense. No.
No, no, no.
So were you you know what I'm saying when I say you're a character. You know that.
Yeah, I mean,
were you, did you not fit in as a child, or were you always a really creative kid, or?
I was always creative, and I think I always fit in also. That wasn't a big problem, but I think it took moving to New York to really you say that I'm weird. Well, I think I got weirder in New York. It's almost like New York wants you to be weird. People ask me don't you get harassed, being, how you are and all that. And it's almost encouraged in New York. It's strange. It's really nice. I love it. But I've been to other parts of the world now, and it's they've also been very, supportive. Berlin and Paris. It's been great.
Right. Yeah, I would imagine those places. So did you not dress up and stuff like that until you moved to New York?
I did dress. Yeah, I mean, I would wear dresses.
Would you wear dresses
yes.
and stuff?
Yeah.
What was what happened when you left Puerto Rico? Was that did you have a lot of friends there, and was that hard to do? Or
But they come to New York all the time. Puerto Ricans they're coming to New York and moving to New York, or at least coming to visit. It's really easy because Puerto Rico's part of the U.S.
Yeah, right.
So they come here all the time. I haven't missed them. Haven't had time to miss them.
Because you've been playing.
Yeah, I've been playing.
So
but I have a lot of friends there. Yeah.
Has it affected your music? Has it been great for your music?
Yeah, definitely. The good thing also, you're playing at a subway station. You get different people all the time. There's millions of people here. So it's... So that's nice. Puerto Rico gets, it's great, but it gets a little bit small after a while. You're playing for the same crowd.
Same crowd.
Yeah.
So, it's time for our station ID and then the next song. So you are listening, actually. Thank you for listening to Dr. Lisa Gives a Shit on Radio Free Brooklyn. I am here today with the lovely and talented Cloudy, and the also kind of hot. I'll say he's handsome.
Yeah,
you're a hetero male, right?
I am.
Hetero male. Ofer Bear.
Yeah.
And he's the stand-up bass player. So we're number two. We're number two on the Time Out New York Best Independent Radio. So give money to us at our website, www.radiofreebrooklyn.com, Patreon. All right. Okay, so second song. What's the title, or tell us about it?
It's our newest song. It's called Soul in My Body. And it's our newest song, so we're going to totally, you know, mess it up. We hope you're going to enjoy that.
We will.
Start now?
Okay. Yeah, go ahead. This is like, what is that called that you're playing?
Oh, this is called a kalimba.
A kalimba?
Yes.
What country is that originated in?
You know, I really want to be able to say the country. I can only say the continent.
Okay.
Yeah.
What is it?
It's from Africa.
It's African.
You know,
okay.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, a little weird. It's like a little weird box, wooden cigar type box with some metal things that she's flicking. Yeah. Okay. There.
It's a really old instrument. It's existed since, you know, the dawn of time, I think, or man or something, or woman. All right. So can you get the sound of this? Are you hearing it?
Yeah. Fine? Yeah. Try it again. Do it one more time. Yeah, that's good. I can hear it.
All right. Little girl, she tells me I got soul. She sees it when I sing. Yes, little girl, she tells me I got soul. She sees it when I sing. I tell the girl, your eyes are getting old. You couldn't tell a mountain from a hole, 'cause I can't feel a thing. No, I can't feel a thing. No, not even when I sing. I've got no soul in my body. I've just got soul in my brain. I've got no soul in my body. I've just got soul in my brain. 'Cause there's no soul in our bodies, just soul in our brains. Oh, singing, my heart ain't singing. Still, you're wishing on it like you're wishing on a wishing well. That drops down to the murky depths of hell. How can't you see right through my rope is strong and true? Please take me up with you. I press me to your dreams. I press me to your thighs. I press me to your chains. Press me till I'm blessed into the tide. Rushing through your blushing blood inside. And though the die is cast, and I'm sinking fast, I feel alive. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do to my body. I've just got soul in my brain. Cause there's no soul in our bodies, just soul in our brains. Ow, do loo do 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 do.
Oh my God, I love that. That was beautiful. Beautiful doesn't even cover it. It's really complex. And you know, it's really interesting. It's like I'm here watching you guys, and the level of like music texture and all the musical qualities, just these two people in this small studio, is pretty fucking amazing what you made happen. I have to say. It's a pretty big deal to me.
Well, thank you.
Really beautiful. Thank you so much. And you look so happy from playing. I love that. Why are you so happy?
Why? I don't know. Because I do what
How
I
do you do
I,
it?
Like.
How do you? Is it? Cloudy seems like she's like a very happy person. Is that real?
She is.
Or is she bipolar? Would tell us.
I go through these, you know, mood swings, and I think, you know, that kind of balances it out. But yeah, I won't show you my dark side. I mean, you'll hear it in the songs sometimes. But there's no reason to be like that, you know, now.
Not really right now. But yeah. do you see a dark side?
I mean, the thing with Cloud is it's not like it's a week where it is a dark side and then another week where she's super happy. It happens within 3 seconds. So it's just like very fast. So it feels like she's always super happy. But there was a dark side just on the other half of that smile.
Oh, that's interesting. That makes sense.
The left one.
Okay, I'll take that into consideration for the next photo.
It's your better side.
Have you ever been in therapy? I'm guessing no.
Never, no.
No, I'm guessing no.
We're trying to commit him all the time.
Yeah, well, but that's not, you don't need therapy, just commit them.
Right, right. That's true.
So what about your musical development? Did you seem like you have a lot of training. You must have a lot of... No? Are you totally self-taught?
I'm totally self-taught, yeah.
So how did you learn... Well, what's your musical journey then? Did you...
I played violin from when I was... I did take violin classes when I was 7 years old. But then after that, I've never taken, you know, any music classes. I mean, guitar, bass, I taught myself. Singing, you know, that's, you know, it's singing, you know, it's just singing. But I have a very musical family, so, you know, that it kind of inevitably seeps in.
Oh, because your father was a bass player and he played professionally?
No, he was a teacher, but not a bass teacher, a music teacher, but he would play, you know, he'd do gigs.
You saw it, you would go out and watch him.
Yeah.
And so you were around music a lot and they play music, your family played music a lot at home.
Yeah, we would be like those people who do rounds in the car, you know, rounds.
No.
It's not something you want to ever witness. It's like a really happy family in a car. And, you know, one person starts singing a melody and then the other one comes in singing the same melody but at a different point. And they're all like just singing and doing harmonies and they're really happy and you just want to, you know.
Did you
want
do
them
that,
to crash.
Bear?
I don't think my family would
that?
Ever be able to ever have that in a car.
No.
Together, no.
It would never happen. Not in my house.
I think most families would not want to do that
no,
at all.
No, because you're too busy yelling and hitting.
Right. I mean...
Luckily, Puerto
we're
Rico's
Jews.
Very small.
We're Jews. We're going to identify on the screaming Jewish mother.
That's
oh, you're
true.
Jewish? I didn't
yeah.
know.
Yeah. I mean, you start singing a melody and then your mom tells you, really, that's not...
Not very
I
good.
I don't think so.
Not good.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're not really... You should.
Some people are talented. You're just not it.
Yeah. I think that dreidel song, though, isn't that around? Because... Because somebody starts and the other one comes in like at the half of it.
Yeah, you sing
that's
it to yourself.
Around. Okay, yeah.
So you were brought up with music, but so when did you, were you in a band and did you go to college?
I tried 3 times.
And what happened there?
I failed 3 times.
Are you not good at school? Did you not do well in school?
No, I'm actually really good. It's just that I need to do other things. Like I can't do too many things at the same time. I'm not good at multitasking. So the last time I was studying, for example, a third time, I studied biology. Mm-hmm. And I was really good. I was like getting, you know, all A's and I was doing amazing. But then I started doing a different project in which I was organizing these parties and they were like W-themed parties. Mm-hmm. And that which means they're words with the letter W. And was like so much better. I did that like in Christmas vacation and then I never went back.
You really, but do you get pressure? Can I ask you how old you are?
How old I am?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm 35.
So do you get pressure? You look very young. You both
Thank
do.
You.
So do you get pressure from, did you get pressure from your family to like go to school or have a job? Or did you ever have like a job? You must have had jobs.
This whole busking thing is relatively new. No, I worked at, I used to work at hotels. There's like, in Puerto Rico, there's a lot of tourism. So I used to work at hotels, and that was like the best job because I would do just front desk and I would do a lot of the midnight shift and I had nothing to do. So I would like, you know, when I was doing films, I would edit them on the computer like in all that time. Don't tell my ex-boss. I would write songs.
You had a job and stuff.
Yeah, you could
do that.
Yeah. Many years. I also worked at Ben and Jerry's.
That must have been awesome. Bear is shaking his head. Did you know?
I'm agreeing to Ben and Jerry's being an awesome job. Also, the multitasking thing is funny, considering the looper and the kalimba and the guitar.
Do you think Claudia's not a good multitasker?
I think she's not aware of how many balls she's juggling at the same time.
So you think maybe she's a good multitasker, it's just she's got too many things to do?
So good at it, she doesn't even remember she's doing the other things at the same time.
Ah, wow.
You know, like you, people must have told you that you can't play songs during the biology classes because it interrupts the class.
Right.
And you still got A's.
That's how it works pretty much, yeah.
Oh, so like if you and Bear, if you and Cloudy have like a gig, right? Mm-hmm. So like, well, she's obviously on time.
Always.
But like, is she like got the whole thing, like how much she's totally reliable or all her skills? I mean, she's obviously got the music skills behind the scenes. Is there something that you have to do that she doesn't do?
So it's the most chaotic?
Chaotic.
With a K. Professionalism?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Is that a thing? I don't know.
Yeah.
But it's that person that can, you know, and at the end of the show be lying around like this on the stage, you know, flickering a little bit or doing some kind of spasmy thing, but then remember to, you know, ask the boss to pay us at the end of the gig.
Oh, I see.
We still need to eat and survive.
Right. Yeah. So it would be more interesting if you had said that I had like a drug problem or something. I thought we had agreed on that.
But that's not a problem.
I'm not like, oh, you know, everything's so crazy and I'll just like get to the stage be like half drunk and.
No, I don't see that.
No,
I don't see that. Do you drink or take drugs?
I do, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, all right. You're normal.
You know, nothing
oh
too
god because I actually this is really bad, but I guess I'm one of the I'm a very judgmental person. I sort of judge people that don't drink and I don't know why they don't drink.
That's
if
I don't know, like my one of my friends who I adore, Katarina from the Bushwick Daily, I hope I'm not, I mean it's fine, she decided she didn't want to drink anymore and she's great and super fun, and she doesn't drink. She's really into boxing now. I get it. But Marina Abramović doesn't drink. Did you know that?
Oh, no. That makes sense, though.
And that bothers me about her.
Yeah. I do not know who she is.
I love that you don't know who she is.
Why should I know who Marina Abramović is?
She's like a famous artist who's famous at being famous.
Oh.
I love that you don't know who she is. That's awesome.
No,
because so many people would probably put you in a, you know, performance. She's like the considered the godmother of performance art or something.
Oh.
But so what, do you play at venues in Bushwick? Or where are you going to be? Are you going to be playing next?
Let's plug that in now before we forget. Yes.
Well, I want to come see you.
Yeah. For the month of May, we're going to be playing every Thursday at a place called Naive in Williamsburg.
That's tonight. What time?
At 8:30 p.m. and it's free.
Maybe I'll bring my husband.
Yes, please do.
And you can
meet
him.
Yeah.
He's normal like you.
Oh, I like that.
Is he also a bear?
No.
No, okay.
Where is Naive?
Naive is 299 South 4th Street.
Mm-hmm.
Sent a letter there today. I could have delivered it myself.
And but we have other shows too. So this Sunday we play at Muchmore's. I don't know the address.
Yeah,
it's
that's a good place.
Yeah, we play there Sunday, and then We play at Pianos on May 10th.
Oh, wow. That's wonderful.
Yeah, I know. It's getting fancy. Pianos on May 10th, and that's early. That's at 7 p.m. Mm-hmm. We're opening for Wooing, which is...
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, they're big friends of ours.
Wooing?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Well, you know Jason.
Yeah, of course.
Well, Jason had, or still has, I don't know if it's, whatever, a show on the station.
Oh, yeah.
He's a good friend of mine.
He was telling me he was going to invite me, and then he never did.
Yeah, yeah. He was doing a monthly show. And, you know, Rachel and Tina and I are definitely good friends, and I have some of her art, her pigeons. And Rachel, I saw Wooing, I think, one of the first shows maybe like over a year ago at the...
Basement Bar?
Maybe at the Basement Bar.
Well, we were probably there. You might have gotten there late already. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oh, you might have gotten there like right
maybe
on time for the show.
Maybe I did see you there. Maybe
I'd be very disappointed if you saw us and didn't remember us. So let's say that you didn't see us.
Well, you know, it could be the drugs and alcohol.
Oh,
it
could be.
Yeah. But yeah, so that's Wooing's cassette release. So it's a really a great show for us and for them. And,
And
Jeffrey Lewis is going to be there.
I don't know.
He used to work with Moldy Peaches and stuff. He's you know, he's famous.
I don't know that much.
And then the 19th, we play a Bowery Electric, the 19th of May.
Oh, God, that's great. So are you happy with how your career is going?
Absolutely, yeah.
And is that that's like the number one focus in your life right now, I'm guessing, as well, it would make sense. As well as what?
Squirrels.
Squirrels, you like squirrels?
Yeah, they mm-hmm. fight each other.
Are you dating anybody?
Possibly.
Is she? Tell me.
Yeah, she does.
She have a boyfriend?
It's a complicated situation because of visa things. So,
is it somebody from Puerto Rico?
No, because Puerto Ricans have the visa.
Oh, right. I keep forgetting.
Yeah.
I know.
No, from Chile.
Chile?
Yeah. So I've been traveling a lot, kind of.
So you have a long distance thing.
Yeah, but you know, luckily we've been meeting up in Europe recently and in Chile a little less recently, mm-hmm. and we're trying to make it work.
Long distance relationships are a particular challenge.
Yep.
And have you ever had any, like, you know, real, because they could see as a pretend therapist, sometimes I wonder if, and I have no idea, but sometimes they can be like people who are afraid of commitment, sometimes get into those. Is that a pattern for you?
Oh, no, not at all. No.
Okay, cool. That's good to know.
Yeah.
That's not. What do you think, Bear? Do you think that, like, they're good? Do you think she's really into him?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good. It's like for real, right? You think?
It's the really most real.
I bet they're awesome. Must be awesome seeing them together, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? Are they like, wow, what's it like? You tell me.
Well, I saw them together the first night I think you've met.
We were at Bizarre Bar. We kind of met at Bizarre Bar.
And there
Bizarre
like,
Bar.
We met dancing. I'd never met anyone dancing.
I was at the Bizarre. I love the Bizarre Bar. So anyway, go ahead. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm just saying there's love in the room, in the air, immediately.
Yeah. Are they really affectionate? And
they're very
the
sweet.
Way they look at each other, yeah. It's like a real connection. Does he present in a eccentric way, or does he seem like you, normal?
Normal. I would say normal.
Normal.
That's with a very creative, artistic side.
Uh-huh. Is he a musician as well?
No, artist.
Visual artist.
Painter and sculptor, yes.
Cool, yeah, cool. Yeah. And how about you, Bear? Are you dating anybody?
I'm also in a long-distance relationship.
That's...
Oh, no,
we're
going to
change our name to the
team.
Long-distance relationship.
Where's your long-distance relationship?
My long... Valentina
My long-distance
lives
relationship.
In Italy, in Venice.
And how often what do you think? Do you think that he has Cloudy, do you think that Bear has an intimacy problem and that's why? Or are they good together? How long has it been? What do you think?
No. I mean, it actually, you know, the future will tell. But yeah, we might have a Bear in Venice soon.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that would suck.
Yeah,
right?
Venice and Bears don't really mix well. But
why don't you bring her here? It's much better here.
She was here a lot. She was here for 2 years, and she had just recently got a job there.
So what is she doing?
She's a professor at the university.
Doing what?
Super smart. She's an documentarist and anthropologist. And
oh, my God.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we only have 10 minutes left. Can you believe this? I told you it went really fast, right? Especially with two such positive. I'm filled with positive energy. I'm, like, exploding from the inside. It's the best I have felt in a long time. So
You have a really nice shirt, by the way, so don't explode, because, you know, you don't want to break the shirt.
No. It's indestructible.
The shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah, it has the Hulk on it and Thor and the, yeah.
So I wanted to make sure that we had time for a few more songs before our show is over. So we've got 10 minutes. What do you think? Three songs, seven, eight, nine?
I think we'll have time for two.
Two? Yeah. Okay. So let me get through this fast then. I want you guys to, anyway, thanks for listening to Dr. Lisa on Dr. Lisa Gives a Shit on Radio Free Brooklyn. I want you to stay and listen, because after this show is this really awesome show called Lost and Rewound. And it's by this guy, Alan Danziger, who carried around a tape recorder in the mid-90s. And he's got like he's totally into the cassette thing. And it's a really great, fun show. And definitely come to Pianos on May 10th, because I think that's going to be a fucking incredible. Yeah, wooing is really good.
And you come early, because we're the first band. We play at 7.
Oh, 7. Okay. And then Naive, maybe I'll get Phil. We don't have plans tonight. Maybe Phil and I will come by Thursday. Every Thursday night at 8:30. So we are going to have two songs. Do you want to introduce this one, and then have time, we'll do the next one.
Yep. The first one's called Shaking, and we're filming a video for it this weekend, and it's going to be amazing. Yeah.
Okay, now I have to do the tech part, folks. All right. So it's called
Shaking.
Okay, yep. So it's right here. And let's see if I can make it work. Oh, man. Let's see. Here we go.
I remember the volume thing.
Yeah, it worked before. Worked before.
Last time you did something with the volume, and then we could hear it.
Yeah.
Shit. we'll sing it. Wouldn't you think that? I'll do some kalimbing. Some kalimbing.
Yes.
Ooh, it's kind of like a Mr. Rogers feel to it.
Mm. Oh, man.
Here comes the train. Well, while you're looking for it. Oh, there we go. Oh, no. Ah, okay. So this one's Watching Snow.
So let's listen to this one. Click cue up the next one.
I've been watching snow falling on the ground.
Falling on the ground.
It drapes the trees below. Reminds me of a time you liked hanging around me. Now I never know just who we are and why we don't let go. Well, so that was the first half of Watching Snow. And now, that was a home recording, but on our Bandcamp, you can hear the whole EP with professional recordings. And this one's called Shaking, and I think we're going to hear it now. Uh-huh. Ooh. Nope. I guess we're not. Let's see. There we go, that's shaking.
Awesome. Okay, everybody. Thanks again for listening. That was awesome. And I just love you guys for coming so much. And you totally made my entire, I think my entire month.
Wow.
Maybe, yeah, and it's the end of the month. Oh. I think this show is great, and I just want everybody to, if you want to feel good and you want to have something original and you want to have a new experience.